Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. May we celebrate the dedication of the two of the major archbasilicas in Rome, that of St. Peter's and that of St. Paul. And that gives us pause to reflect on two aspects. One, the dedication itself of the churches, the temples of worship, places of worship of our Lord, and also on the two principal apostles, Peter and Paul, who are two of the major pillars of the church, of the apostles, the foundation upon which the church was built, and upon which comes down to us the very teachings of our Lord himself. And we reflect on the places of worship, in this case, St. Peter and St. Paul, because it reminds us that these places are our places of worship. They are holy. They are consecrated to God. But it reminds us also that we too are consecrated to God through our baptisms. We too are holy. As we must take care of our churches so that with the remain, it means possible for us to come and worship there, to worship our Lord. We also have to take care of ourselves so that we too remain pure and holy places where God may come in and dwell, which he does starting with our baptism. But if we're not careful, we can push him out with our sins. And the other, reflecting on these two apostles, who are the two, one, again, two of the principal pillars upon which the church is built. The church being the mystical body of Christ. And for which these two, both of them, gave up their lives, both of them, in the city of Rome. And this, thus we reflect on the strength that we have from the church, that our Lord has promised the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And it is a sign then of our unity, that we are all one, all part of the one mystical body of Christ. Let us then reflect on these aspects as we go throughout our day. The strength that we must be, each one of us, as one of the building stones, each one of us, of this, the whole, which is the mystical body of Christ himself. We the members, Christ himself, the head and the chief cornerstone, as scriptures tell us. Now, based on this strength that we have and this promise from our Lord that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, that we are still one, and together as one, let us worship and praise and adore the Lord our God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.